Hi, I'm Thomas Jacobs, and my podcast today will be on drug searches in schools. So, you have a right to refuse to be searched in schools, but you need to make sure why you're making an objection, and you may not use physical resistance to stop a search that would only cause problems. The school can search you without consent, but only under certain circumstances. Your school must first have a reasonable suspicion that they are searching you, will turn up evidence that you violated a school rule or law. Second, the way your school can search is it needs to be a reasonable based on what is being searched for and your age. And reasonable suspicion is, there's no really actually exact definition in the school's, handbook, but a reasonable suspicion should be based on facts specific to you or your situation. It cannot be based on rumor, hunch, or curiosity. For example, a teacher cannot ask to search a bag that looks weird or bulgy for drugs based only by a look of the bag. And the school can conduct a random search of students in your school. But the random searches must be actually special school-wide and randomized, ensuring school safety. And by randomizing, they actually truly random. They can't target any individual student. However, your school cannot strip search you. The school can search your locker sometimes. If your locker is considered personal property, then your school may not search your locker unless it has reasonable suspicion that they find something against the school rules that are placed in the handbook or the laws. If your locker is considered school property, though, your locker can be searched. Your school has to give you a notice that they are searching your locker, though. Your school can also use drug sniffing dogs, but there are limits. Your school may use dogs for drugs, search for drugs in school or campus, on any unattended belongings, such as lunch bags. But it must have reasonable suspicion to search your belongings. If someone in your school tells you to leave the classroom while drug sniffing dogs are conducting a search, you should try to leave with some of your stuff, or if not all of it. Your school can also have metal detector searches, as long as students are either searched randomly or just everyone searched. But they cannot single you out for a metal detector search unless it has reasonable suspicion that they will find something against the law or school rules. The school can also not make everyone do random drug testing. You must participate in extracurricular activities. They cannot just force you to take a drug test under other circumstances. You also have a right to refuse a search conducted by a police officer in your school, just like you have the right to refuse a search by school officials. And regular police officers and school officials have some similar rules, but not exactly. The regular police officers, it depends on whether you're permanently assigned for your campus or whether the officers are working with school officials. But at a minimum, the officers must always have reasonable suspicion to search you. And other circumstances, sometimes they even need more than that. And if your school ever finds evidence with an illegal search or by illegal means, they cannot use it against you. In court, the evidence will not stand in any disciplinary proceedings. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.